the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Said that a Beis Dira is what is significant when it comes to Eruvin. Ruvei Chetzeros. My Mokum Dira. What is the Iker Dira of a person that's considered where he is? Where he is. Even though we had before by Ruvei Tchumim, that a person is considered where he is, where his pas is, where his meal is. And here we see with Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's talk of the place of the pas or the place where he sleeps. So some say that, what's it called, that by Ruvei Tchumim, he would very much like to be able to sleep where his pas is, except he can't. But therefore, an Ansadei, that if he could, he'd sleep there too. And what's it called? The Shemi Shimon says, a very pashut to answer. He says that, according to Shmuel, Eruv is Mishum Kinyan and not Mishum Dira. Not Mishum, so it's a different Inyan. Shmuel says that the Iker place of a person where he sleeps, not where he eats. So he would hold by Eruv Tchumin, that has nothing to do with the fact that that's the place where you are, that's your Dira, has to do with the Islamic Kone Kinyan Shvisa over there. So next we have Machlokas over here. We got the Eruvei Chatzeros, what's called Makum Dira. Rav Omer Makum Pisa, the place where you eat. Shmuel Omer Makum Lina. And Shmuel says a place where you sleep. And the Chazonish points out that if it's Makum Pita, it doesn't mean where you normally eat, or you usually eat. It's where you're going to eat that Shabbos. That's your, what's it called, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, that's your place. Rashi Makum Pita, Shuol Chosham, place where he eats. Mesa. Haroim, v'hakayotzim, v'haburgnim, v'shomrei peiros. Roim were shepherds. Kayotzim were people who cut, figs in the field. Rashi, kayotzim, shomrei te'enim, hashtuchim, v'sodol, yabshom, l'tzias. People who guard the fields of the fig fields. V'haburgnim, they are the, what's it called, people who are shomer the sodas. So shomrei peiros, people who are shomrei the peiros, and burgenin are the little butkas where the shomrim stay. Bisman shadarkim lolin beir harihen kan shehair. When they normally sleep in the city, right? So then they are considered like people in the city, like abe eruvei tchumim, and they have the whole city is arba amos, and then the tchum is 2,000 amos outside the city for them. Just like everybody in the city. Bisman shadarkam loli basada, but if they sleep in the field, then yeshlam apayim l'chol ruach, then they don't have the whole city. The city's not their tum. Where they are is their tum. And they have apayim amath to all directions. But not the city is not for them, arba amas. So what do you see from there? That the place where they sleep, that's considered their place, even though they eat in the city. Where it says Hosam Anan Sadi di Mamtulu Rifta Hosam Tve Nichalu, where we are Aiden, that if they would bring them food into the Sada, they'd like to eat there too. Except there's not around. So they have to go home to eat back into the city. But they'd rather stay in the field the whole time. It's a tircha to run back and forth. If they had a meal prepared for them in the field, they'd stay there. So it's not only Makom Lina, it's also Makom Pita. It's just by necessity, they have to go eat somewhere else. Rashi. Bisman shadarkam lalun be'ir, but Makom she'ochlin, where they eat, they sleep. Afopi shekidish aleim hayom besoda, even though when Shabbos came in, they were in the field. Yesh lahem min ha'ir alpayim l'chol ruach. They still have the city as their arba amos, and they have 2,000 amos outside the city. If they sleep in the field, even though they eat, they go home to eat in the city, their makom shvisa is the field. So you see that makom lina is the ikar, where they sleep. They would like to eat in the field also, except the food isn't available. But therefore, it's not just makom lin; it's also makom achila. Just by necessity, they have to go into the city to eat. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmiya li hashmaisa. Rav Yosef said, "I didn't hear this inyan." The Amar Rab makom pisa gorim. Rashi says, I didn't hear what Rav said, that a place where a person eats, that's koveya his dira, right? And Rav Yosef Chala, Rashi says, v'shachach tamudav, v'hoya abaya tamido maskiro. So Yosef said, I never heard this. It's because he was sick, he forgot it. Amrle Abaya, so Abaya reminded him, at Amras Nielan, you told us this Shemua from Rav, that the ikker place of a person is where he eats. The Aha Amras Nihalan, and you said it on this Brisa, I guess it is. Ha'achim shayu ochlen al shulchan avihen, brothers who ate by their father, the yishenim bevateva, they slept in their own houses, but they ate by their father. Tzrikim erev l'chol echad ve'echad. Right? Each one needs a separate erev. They're considered separate people. The amrinan lach, and we said to you, shema minah makom lina gorim. You see from here that where a person sleeps is koveya where his makom is. Because if the place where he eats would be koveya, they all eat together by the father. They should all be considered one legabe erevin, not separate people. The Amraslan, and you answer us, Allah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, you said no. And this, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Mekavli Prashon. It's not talking where they actually eat in the father's house. If they eat in the father's house, that's considered their makom, and they're all considered one. But they just take their food from the father's house and eat in their own house. So in actuality, they're sleeping and eating in separate houses. So therefore, what did you tell us? That if a person would eat, the place where he eats, that's his ikker place. So that's what Abaya reminded Rav Yosef. Rashi, Mekablos Pras, Tana Rabban, Mishi Yeshlo Chomish Noshim, Mekablos Pras, Mi Baalehen. Person has five women, five wives, and they all get food from the husband, but they eat it in their own, they have separate houses. The Chamish Avod, Mekablos Pras, from Rabbeim, same thing, five guys, five servants. They live in their own servants' quarters, but they get food from the main house. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira matir benoshim v'osir ba'avodim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says noshim, and the svarim say the reason my noshim that they're all considered one, right? Because they get from their because ishto kegufa. Because besides the fact that they eat from the husband's table, right? They get food from the husband's table, even though they eat it separately. But ishto kegufa. So there, they're all considered one. The Osir Bavadim, but by Avadim, he considers them all separate. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Matir Bavadim, Osir Benoshim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says that Avadim are considered like the keys of the owner. Their mama is an extension of him. But women, not. So each one sees a Mila in one of them. And therefore the Rambam passes like both of them. The Kula. Both of them, Noshim and Avodim. This one said that the Mile of Noshim is the Ikur. The other one said the Mile of Avodim is. But the truth is, they both have Miles. It's not that if it's Noshim, it can't be Avodim, it's Avodim, it can't be Noshim. Then you can't pass on like both of them. But each one has a Mile. And Lekula, we pass on like both of them. Both of them have a Mile. Avodim are considered like the keys, like the wallet of the owner, and the Ishto Kegufa. So, Omar Rav, my time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Where does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava get this idea that a person is considered, an Eved, is considered like, if he eats off the Adon's table, is considered one with the Adon? Yeshiva Daniel Bisra Malka, right? Daniel was always considered like he was in the gate of the king, even though he was in many other places. But since he got his food from the king's table, wherever he was considered, and he was an Eved of the king, so he was considered part of the king. And Rabbi Yochanan El Tosis brings down, not only is this a raya to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, what he said, that an Eved is considered, if he gets the food from the master, is considered like one with the master, but it also reminds you who said it, because Tra is the Shar. Bava is also a shar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is the one who said the one with the Eved. Because the pasuk that tells you that the Eved is considered part of the Adon is the pasuk that mentions the shar. Okay, Rashi. Osir Bavadim, Shenim Nishachim Achroth. He holds that Avadim are not so, connected to the Adon. Bisra Malka, b'chol makom shehu choshev le Bisra Malka. Wherever he was considered like he was in the gate of the king. Okay. pshita. And the Svarim say that it does lav davka an Eved Kanani or whatever, an Eved Ivri. It means any Masharis, any worker, a Shamus in a house, right? A what's it called? A waiter or whatever has the same din. So pshita. Then Eitzel Aviv Kedamar. Right? A son by the father, if he's Makabel Pras, right? If he eats by the father, he's considered one with the father. He's only Makabel Pras, so we had before that, that's Sugya. Isha Eitzel Bala, a husband, a wife by a husband, the Eved Eitzel Rabo, Pluxed Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, their Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. That's Machlokas, which one of them is considered one with the husband or the master, right? If they're Makabel Pras, may Shulchan Aviyah. Talmud Eitzel Rabo Mai. What's Halach of a Talmud by the Rav? The child of Talmud Eitzel Rav could be one of two things. It could be like a child. Maybe it's like a son, because Talmidim are considered like children. Or maybe it's like an Eved, because, what's it called? Talmud is like an Eved L'Rabim. And Takas Machlokas Rishonim, right, what's it called? Which one it is? The Rashba holds it's Midin Ben, and the Balabor says Midin Eved. Which one is a Talmud Lithnei Rabbo more considered like? So that's a Shiloh. Talmud Lithnei Rabbo, is he also considered like an Eved, or is he considered like a Ben? What's his din? Toshma. The Rav Be Rebbe Chia Omar, when Rav was learning by Reb Chia, he said, Ein Anu Tzrichim La'areth, we don't have to make an Erev, Shari Anu Somchim Ashulchan Osh Reb Chia, because we're all eating at the table of Reb Chia, and therefore, we're all considered like his children or his slaves. Rabbi Chia be Rebbe, when Rabbi Chia would go to learn by Rebbe, Omar ein anu tzrichim la'arif. We don't have to make an eruv between us, because we're all one, because we all shari anu somech on the shulchan of Rebbe, because we're all somech on the shulchan of Rebbe. The Rosh Hashiva has provided the food for the Talmidim. Rashi, Talmid eitzel rabo dor ima b'chatz or makabu prasi menu mai. Talmud lives in the same chotzer as his Rebbe, a separate house, but his food comes from the yeshiva. The Rav by Reb Chia, showing Makabel Pras by Reb Chia. Rav, when he used to learn by Reb Chia, so he used to say, we don't need an Eruv, because we're all considered one. It's an automatic Eruv, because we're supported by Reb Chia. Okay, bo mine abaya mi rab, chamisha shigavu es eruvan. Right? Abaya es rab. Five people contributed to an eruv. Kishem olichen es eruvan lamakam acher. Eruv echo de kulan, o tzrichim eruv lechol echo de echo. We had this before, but what's it called? Abaya es, this is a shayim to rab. Right, when the five people gather the Eruv together, now they're Ma'urav in one Chatzar, Chatzar A. Now they want to be Ma'arav that Chatzar with Chatzar B. So what they have to do is take the Eruv and bring it into the other Chatzar, which makes the two Chatzeros together. So do they all have to go now and contribute into Chatzar B? Or is enough one of them? Right, what's the Svara of one of them? The Svara of one of them is, since they all were Ma'arav together, they're considered one person. So if they're considered one person, one of them is a shliach for all of them. But if they still remain, they're one person, the gabi this chatzah. But they're not one person for everything. So now, the gabi the other chatzah, they're five separate people. So each one has to now contribute to the Eruv in the other one. That's the two sides of the question. Let's see, Rashi. L'makom acher, l'chatzah acheres. They want to now extend their Eruv to another chatzah. Abaya lo shmiya le'ahimas nisa de tanya le'el. Abaya didn't hear the brisa that we had before. Hey shigavu se ruvan, right? It says b'feirish, that when they bring it to another place, one person's enough to bring it. Inami shmiya le, he heard it. Umibaya le'hilchas abay. Mishum do kim no la b'pluxo. Right? Later, before we said it's machlokas. So he wants to know, what's the halacha? Okay. Omar le'e, eruv echad l'kula. They're considered one person, since they made an Erev between them, and therefore one person's enough to bring the Erev into the other Chatzar. Aymer says, the Achim, the Chigavu Dome. Right? Achim are in the state as if they made an Erev. Right? You have five brothers, they all are makabel pras from their father, and what's it called, and they, even though they sleep in their own houses, they're considered like one family. They're not considered like separate people. And therefore, it's just as if they had made an Erev. Uktani tzrichim Erev, l'cholecha v'echad. And there it says that when they go into another chatzar, they have to, each one has to contribute. Even though they're one, legabe, this chatzar, that doesn't make them one for everything else. Where it says, hacha mayaskinan, kigon de'ika de'yurin bahadai. No, that case is talking where it's not just the brothers in that chatzar, in the original chatzar, but the brothers live together with other people. So, Enachinami, they're considered one, but Lemaisa, they're gespulni neiruv, because of the other strangers that are there, that are not the brothers, who don't eat off the father's table. And Migo, Tahani Asre, Hani Nami Asre. So normally, brothers who eat off the father's table, who get food from the father's table, and eat it in their own houses, are considered one. But if there's other people in the chatzar, and they need an Erev anyway, then the brothers also are considered separate. Right? That's why, if they now want to bring the Erev to another place, they're going to have to, what's it called, each one bring it separately. Hachinami mishtabra, diktani, right? It makes sense like that, because the Mishnah says, Emosai bisman shemalishnas Eruvim makamachem. Right? That's only when they bring their Erev to somewhere else. Avalim hoya Eruvim boetzla, but if the Erev was in their chatzar, in their house, o she'en diurin mohen, or there's no other people living there. Right? Even then, mashma, even if they were bringing the Erev somewhere else, but there's nobody else here except them, then ain't shrichim ha'arev, then they don't need an Erev. Shema minah, see very clearly that it's only because there were other people there in Migo that the other ones asked, the brothers also are not considered one. But if it would be only the brothers, then the brothers would be considered as if they made an Erev, and they're one, and even if they bring the Erev into another chatzar, one's enough. Same thing, if people made an Erev, and they bring, now they want to extend the Erev, one person's enough. Once they made an Erev, they're considered like one person. Rashi. The ho'achin, the masnisen, kegavu was Reuven dabi, doktani and eni moim diorin, ain't srichim ha'ar. Brothers, if there's no other body else in the chatzar, right, are considered like they made an Erev. And still it says that if they bring the Erev somewhere else, they all have to, contribute. So you see that even though they made an Erev, that doesn't make them one, legabi another chatzar. Where it says, no, Hofmeyer skin and Dikadur Bahadai. By the brothers, there were other people in that original chatzar. Umolichin the Masnisen, Afila b'chatzar Shalahen. And therefore, Molichin means that if in the Erev was in another house in their own chatzar, Ka'amr, Shema Arvin Diyur Shemahen. They're making an Erev not in another chatzar alone, but in their own chatzar, because there's other people there that don't eat by the father. They're not part of the father's family. The Bigo, the Hani Asre, this Kikula Erev. Right, Hani Nami Asre, Ishal Ochid. Since the brothers don't mamish eat by the father, they're only getting a pras, and they're sleeping separately, and there are other people in the chatzar, so since the other people in the chatzar necessitate an Erev, then the din of the brothers changes, and they're considered separate, and they also need an Erev. Avoshtei chatzeros, upesach bedeyah, the govu elu Eruv of Liatzvan, vahutru chatzeran, the Elu Liatzvan, vahutru chatzeran. But if you have two chatzeras that have a Pesach between them, they can make two separate Erevin, or they can make it together. So originally, chatzer A made an Erev for itself, the five people in chatzer A, and chatzer B made an Erev for itself. So chatzer A can carry in chatzer A, from the houses to the chatzer, and chatzer B can carry from their houses to the chatzer, but they can't carry from A to B, or B to A. Right? Oshidori ba'achas mehen avu bono below diurin. Or, on one side is a father and his children, right, without anybody else. So they don't need an Erev. They can carry into the chatzer from their houses without any Erev, because they're all considered one person. Right? Ubola arids, and now, both sides want to make an Erev together. Each side either had an Erev or didn't need an Erev by itself. Now together they want to make an Erev. You can carry from Chatzar A to Chatzar B. Hoel ve'ein osur aleihem. There's nobody in their own Chatzar who asers, because they already made an Erev, or they didn't need an Erev. The lek of migu echad nasa shvir. Then Erchanami, one of the brothers, can bring the Erev into the other Chatzar, and each of them doesn't have to contribute to it. Because now they're all considered one, and one of them becomes a shliach for all of them. Dekadami, the time of Mishumigu, Diktani Osheini Mohem, says Beferish in the Mishnah. Or if there is nobody else living in that Chatzar, then it's good enough even if they bring their Eruv somewhere else. Hayeshi Mohem Dikodigu Tzrichin. The time of the Reish, Mishum Dirichin. See Beferish, that the reason why it's no good is only because there's other people there. But if it would be totally the brothers, then they wouldn't have to, what's it called, they're considered all one. And if they brought their Eruv somewhere else, only one of them would have to bring it. Okay. Bo minei Rav Chiya bar Ovin mi Rav Sheshes. B'nei be Rav, da'achli nahamba be'bag. Another case. Shaila again, are these considered separate people or all one legabi neiru? The yeshiva bachrim used to eat their meals be'baga in the valley, I guess, in the inn. Okay, which was in the valley. V'asu baisu b'beirat. Just like in Europe, they used to eat teg. So they had a dining room where they ate in a valley, right? But they slept in the yeshiva dormitory. Okay, so kimashchinon lehu truma. Where do you count their trum from? From the dormitory or from the dining room? Okay. Do you count their tchum from the yeshiva Beish Medrash, right, or omibaga, or from the dining room? Mashchinelo. The dining room again was in a separate, was in a valley, and the yeshiva was in a different place. So where do you count their 2,000 amas from? Which is their center point? Omerle mashchinu mibeirav. You count it from the yeshiva, not from the dining room. Ay Bahari Nosinese Ruva Besoka Paim Ama, the Osiu Bayas Bevese, the Mashina Le Truma Meiruve, right? So I Lamaisa, a person who puts his Eruv, right, within 2,000 Amas of the city, and he goes and sleeps at home. So where do we count his place from the place his Eruv is? Why? Because a person goes after where he eats. So the Choro, you see from here, even though he went home to sleep, he sleeps somewhere else. If his Eruv is in a certain place, that's where you start the 2,000 amas from. Not from his house. So these people sleep in the yeshiva, but they eat in a dining room. Right? So why don't you count the Eruv from the dining room, not from the, what's it called, from the yeshiva? Why is the halacha Eruv from the yeshiva? So he says, Bahu Adan Sade, Uvahado Adan Sade. No, each one we can assume what really the person's intention was. Bahu anansade di mister le hosom nichale. Right? That by the guy when he put his Eruv, we are witnesses that if he could sleep there, he'd sleep there. Because he wants the next day to walk 2,000 amas in that direction. So he only doesn't sleep there because he doesn't want to sleep outside. But if he had a nice little place, they built him up a little private place in the place where his pass was, he'd be happy to sleep there. Just not. Possible to do, right? Therefore, he has to go home to sleep. But he'd rather sleep where his Eruv is, because that's the purpose. He can get faster to where he's going the next day. But by the yeshiva bachrim anansade di maisulu riftel the beirav nichalu tvei. Right? If they didn't have to go to the dining room to eat, they'd be much happier if they brought their food to the Beis Medrash and have to leave. They'd be happy to sit in the Beis Medrash and eat. But nobody's bringing in their food in the Beis Medrash, so they have to go to the dining room to eat. So here, the person would rather sleep where his food is. So that's considered his makom dirum. There, they'd rather eat where they sleep, because they wouldn't have to leave the yeshiva. So therefore, that's their place. Okay, let's see Rashi. The baga beisu shpiza babika. Their inn where they ate was in a valley. Baisi Lonim, that's where they sleep. The Beirav in the yeshiva. Beis HaMedrash. Right? A lot of people sleep in the Beis HaMedrash. V'soch Alpayim Amahu. And that was within 2,000 Amas, the dining room and the dormitory. Mibaga Mashchidin Lahu Alpayim L'charuach. So we count their 2,000 Amas from the valley. V'lomi Beirav, and not from the yeshiva. The Basar Pitazin, you go where they eat. Odil Nor, maybe not. That's a Shaila. Makom Lina Gora, maybe the place where they sleep. Since the guy put the Eruv there so he could be able to go where he wants to go the next day, right? If somebody would provide him with a place to sleep right there that night, he'd be much happier, make it easier for him to go to where he has to go the next day. If they bring him food to eat in the Beis Medrash or in the dormitory, they'd be happier, because he wouldn't have to leave the Beis Medrash. Boy Rami Bar Chama, Mirat Chizda, Avu Beno, Harabi Talmido, Kirabim Domu, O Kiyachidim Domu. A Rav and his Talmud. A father and a son. Rashi, Avu Beno, Harabi Talmido, Kirabim Domu. So Rashi learns that it's talking about this. That, Le'inin, Shtei Chatzeros Zulif Nimizu. You have two Chatzeros, one inside, one outside. Udrisus regular pnimis lachitzona. The people from the inside have to go through the outside chaser to get to Rishus Arabi, or to the Mavri. Utnan b'masnisen im hayu shag yechidim shiyachid dar b'pnimis to have your regular muteris b'mkoma ain no seres. If only one person lived in the inside one, so he doesn't need an eruv with anybody, and the outside one had a lot of people, and they made an eruv, then the inside one doesn't aser them because he doesn't need an eruv. He's mutter in his place, and they're mutter in their place. And he, even though he walks through them, and he doesn't have an eruv with them, that doesn't aser. Because regel hamuteris b'mkoma, a person who can carry in his own place, doesn't aser on the other people who he didn't make an eruv with, since he's not part of their chazer. He's just walking through. The im shel rabim, but if the inner courtyard had a lot of people there, the low eruv of panimis le'atzman, they didn't make an eruv. So they're not allowed to carry into their chotzer, the inner one, to have your regular asurim koma. So they're asur in their own place. And they have to walk through the outside one. So somebody who's asur in his place asurs the people in the outside place, even though they made an eruv. So that's a shayla, what's it called, is a father and a son who live in the inner courtyard. Are they considered like one? Right? And therefore, they don't need an Eruv between them, or they're considered like two. And they do need an Eruv between them. If they do and they didn't make one, then they asur the outside one. If they didn't make an Eruv and they're considered like one, they don't have to make an Eruv, and therefore it's fine. That's how Rashi learns. We'll see in a second, since we finish, some other ways of learning. So the question is, another thing. Tzrichin Eruv, vein tzrichin Eruv. Forget about the fact that they asur or don't asur. Do they need an Eruv themselves? Since it's a father and a son living in different houses, are they considered like one, and they don't need an Eruv, because since it's a father and a son, or no, they do need an Eruv. Mavu shalohen, nitra b'lechi v'koro, nitra b'lechi v'koro. If they're considered like one, so the halacha is that in order to have a mavu that's nitra b'lechi v'koro, you need two chatzeros and two batim, right, to be considered a minimum mavu that a lechi and a koro can help. So, if you're going to tell me they're considered like one, so then maybe their chatzeros and batim are not considered enough to make a mavu. Or maybe not. Maybe they're considered like one, legabe lekula, but not lechumra. We don't consider them like one, that you shouldn't have a din of a mavu. Omer leit, to nisua, to mishnah. Avu beno, harav v'talmido, bizman she'eni mohem diorin, harein kiyachidim. There's nobody else in the chatzar. The father and his children, as long as they get their food from the father, right, are like yechidim. They don't need neiruv. They ain't shrichim la'arim. Mavi shalohem nitur b'lecha v'kora. However, their mavi is nitur b'lecha v'kora. Even though they're considered like one, but they're not mamish one. So they're still batim and chatzeros open into the mavi. Separate things. Even though the gabi eruvin, they're considered like one person, l'maisa, it's considered a mavi. Because there are two houses, there are two separate houses in a zechotzer. Rashi tzrichin eruv b'shem diur lacherim lahem nitra b'lechi v'kora dekayim lan ein mavi nitra b'lechi v'kora ad shu batim v'chatzeros p'suchim l'tocho. In order to be considered a mavi, you need houses and chatzeros open into a common area. Imtim tzalom rohani ki yechidim damu, and if you'll tell me that legabe eruvim, they're considered like one person, right? They're not considered separate. They don't need an eruv. Hacha mi'chashvin shnei chatzeros achas shel av ve'achas shel ben kechad echotzer. Below Mishtari, Mavadidu. Do we consider the father's chotzer and the son's chotzer as one chotzer? Because they're all considered like one. Or maybe not that much, we don't. They're considered like one, legabi the fact they don't need an Eruv. But Ramayisha, there's two chotzeros here. The Afagav the Einstrich La'ariv Chatzeros Mikomakom Psuchos Lo. Lamaisa, Metzias is that the Mavi has two Chatzeros. There are two Chatzeros that happen to have the same ownership, but there's still two Chatzeros. Okay, others learn a different way over here, whether they're considered a Yochid or a Rabin. Tosis learns that the whole thing is talking about what's called Legabe Yamavi. That a Mavi that's totally theirs, right? Do we consider if they have, they're all in a Mavi, fathers, sons, or whatever, in their own houses, big Mavi, a lot of family, big family, and they all have their own Mavi. So, Lamaisa, they're all Makabu Pras and the father, there's nobody else there. Lachora, they don't need an Eruv. But the svara is that there people are going to think that you don't need an eruv in this mavi. They're not going to realize it's because everybody is related. And then somebody is going to move in who's a stranger, and they're going to think you don't need an eruv. That was a shaila. Are they considered like a rabbin because of Shema Tishachach, Torah Seiruv? Or no, since they're all one big happy family, the Maisa, we let them carry without an eruv. The Marshah says it's talking about the following case. We know that if a Yochid lives with a Goy, so he doesn't need an Eruv. But if there's two Jews, then they need an Eruv and they have to be Socher Rishus from the Goy. What happens if a father and a son live in a Chatzar with a Goy? So they're considered like one person living with the Goy or two people living with the Goy, since the father and son are considered like one. So that's how the Marsha learns a Shaila. And the Gur Aryeh says, is it only where you have a lot of children? Here the Shaila is, right, we had before that if you have a lot of children, Makabli Pras Me'avihem, that and there aren't other people in the Chatzar, that they're considered, what's it called, like the father. Right? What if they're not Makabli Pras from the father? They all have their own house and they take get their own food. Then they're not considered like the father. Then they're separate. What about one son who doesn't get food from his father, lives in the same chatzar, right? Since it's only one, maybe he taka has a din. But when it's a lot of children they don't get from the father, then what's it called? Maybe it's considered separate. But one son who doesn't get from his father, but he lives in the same chatzar, maybe there, since it's only one, yeah, they're so close already that that they're considered one, even if he's not Makabel Pras from the father. Those are different ways that the Rishonim and Achronim learned this sugya.